paradise, bachelor's paradise, bachelor's paradise. Come on. Bachelor's paradise, bachelor's paradise, come on!
Bachelor's Paradise, starring Eric Pierce as Robert Turner and Matthew Leddy as Cornelius Crane, created by Ivan Aysen.
Time, 1950s. Place, rural New England. Setting, a one-room cabin. Think Henry David Thoreau.
The cabin door opens. Enter college freshmen Robert Turner and Cornelius Crane, all bundled up and covered in snow, carrying luggage. You can see their breath. Robert is distraught by his new accommodations, a 10 feet by 15 feet 19th century cabin with a small cot, a tiny desk, and an uncomfortable wooden chair. In the back is a fireplace.
It's worse than I pictured.
No, it's charming.
Cornelius, look at this place.
I'm looking.
And what do you see, Cornelius?
I see a very charming home.
It's a shack.
A cabin, Robert. It's a cabin. Many of our founding fathers and greatest presidents were born and grew up in places just like this. Lincoln was one lucky bastard, wasn't he?
This is New England, not Kentucky, Cornelius.
So? One place is as good as the next. As long as you're living in the United States of America, you can be anything you want to be. That's the American dream.
The American dream is 20 degrees.
Really? Felt like 31. Well, I should be on my way.
On your way?
Yes, on my way. As in, on my way out.
Where are you going?
Robert, I have a date tonight.
You have a date? With Darlene?
No, Darlene and I are no longer an item.
When did this happen?
Right before we left to come here.
Well, when did you arrange your date?
Last night.
Last night you were still going steady with Darlene?
That's correct.
So you asked a girl out to go on a date tonight, even though you were still going steady with Darlene?
You catch on quick, Robert. Well, I'll see you around campus.
You know I'm only here because of you.
Why do you always sell yourself short? You carried half the luggage.
No, I mean living here.
How many times are you going to bring this up?
This is only the second, Cornelius.
And the first time I read you loud and clear. As that fat chink said, I apologize.
You mean Buddha?
That's the chink.
First of all, he didn't say that. And second of all, it's not chink, it's Chinaman. And third, Buddha was from India.
Thank you for enlightening me, Robert. I'll use it tonight as dinner conversation with Marcia. I heard she's big into the firewater.
Marcia Collins?
You should see her, Robert. God, what a fox. She might be the one.
You said Darlene was the one.
I have lots of ties in my book. And also hanging from my doorknob. As I was saying, I'll see you around campus.
You never really apologized.
I just did. The Chinaman way. I know, I forgot to bow.
Cornelius bows repeatedly until he's in pain.
Ah, that hurt my back. No wonder those people invented acupuncture.
I'm living in the woods, miles from campus, because I pretended that Darlene was with me in our dorm room, not with you. I took the blame.
I'm grateful, Robert. And you know I would have taken full responsibility for it if I had a higher GPA. But the dean would have never expelled you. You have a solid 4.0. Me, I have an unpretentious 2.0. I'm expendable. You could be the next Lincoln. Just avoid the Cineplex.
Thanks for the advice. Have a nice day tonight.
I'll bring you back a fortune cookie.
Maybe it won't be that bad. This is a charming cabin. Very inspirational. I could write a novel about my experiences here. Even poems. That's the spirit, Robert. Poems about being alone and making it through harsh winters and having one friend who's a real...
Cornelius rushes back inside and barricades the door with the uncomfortable wooden chair.
What's the matter?
There is an enormous bear outside.
A bear?
Yes, an enormous bear. Where's the telephone?
There isn't a telephone.
No telephone? What kind of cabin is this?
A charming one.
Charming? No, Robert. This is just a shack. How about a radio?
Why would this place have a radio?
Why not? Shacks can have radios too, you know?
Is a radio that important right now? What could you do with a radio anyway?
If it was a regular radio, I could throw it at the bear. If it was a ham radio, maybe he'd eat it and leave us alone.
Why would you throw a radio at a bear?
To kill it, Robert. We have to kill the bear before it mauls me.
You must have some arm.
You know, I don't like being a braggart, but I was the star pitcher of my baseball team. My spitballs were legendary.
Maybe there are other objects you can throw.
What do you suggest? A Samsonite suitcase?
I was being facetious.
I don't have time for facetiousness, man. I have a date with Marcia.
I'm sick of hearing about Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
I wonder if her undergarments are white or off-white. I bet they're off-white. You know she's from the Bay Area.
Of course I know that, you fool. She was my steady.
Robert, I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me that Marcia was your steady?
What do you mean? You've seen us together on plenty of occasions. I introduced you two.
I thought you were tutoring her. You do have a solid 4.0 GPA.
We went steady, all right? She was also my first and only girlfriend.
That's a tough break. I had my heart broken once.
Who was she?
Her name was Babs Caulfield. She was my 9th grade math teacher. But it was never meant to be.
You tried going out with your 9th grade math teacher?
Robert, you should have seen how buxom she was. But the age difference was just too much math. And she was married.
Do you have any shame?
No.
Jesus Christ, what was that?
Sounded like a Winchester rifle.
How do you know what a Winchester rifle sounds like?
Gunsmoke.
Standing there with a Winchester rifle in her hand is Ms. Jenkins, in her 30s and attractive.
Who are you?
Ms. Jenkins. I'm your landlady.
Hello, I'm Cornelius Crane, the 16th. And may I say, Ms. Jenkins, on behalf of both of us, thank you for saving our lives.
Cornelius kisses Ms. Jenkins' hand.
Why, these are very nice gloves, Ms. Jenkins. Rabbit skin?
Elk.
Ah, nothing but the finest.
Hello, Miss Jenkins. I'm Robert Turner, your new tenant.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Turner. I wanted to stop by and see how you were doing in your new lodgings.
We only arrived a few minutes ago. Cornelius was actually just on his way out.
Robert, your imagination is running wild again. Must be the weather. It's 20 degrees outside, but Robert thinks it feels like a mild 31. But he has epidermal issues. Eczema. Nasty condition.
I can hear every word you say, and I don't have eczema. I apologize, Miss Jenkins. As I said earlier, my former roommate Cornelius was just leaving.
Oh, so you're the dunce that caused Mr. Turner's eviction.
Dunce. If I can just say, Ms. Jenkins, that I am no dunce. In fact, my GPA is an unpretentious 2.0.
As I said, dunce.
Robert, my charm isn't getting through to her. I think it's time to take the direct approach. Ms. Jenkins.
Yes, Mr. Crane?
Would you like to have Chinaman food with me tonight?
You mean to say Chinese food?
You said it was Chinaman.
The people are Chinaman. The food is Chinese.
No wonder we can't tell them apart. We don't even know what to call them. Ms. Jenkins.
I heard every word you said, Mr. Crane.
So that's a cordial yes?
That's a cordial no.
Cordial no? How come?
I'm busy tonight.
Busy? What's a beautiful young woman like you doing on Friday night?
It's Monday.
She doesn't know that, Robert.
I'm washing my hair.
I can wash it for you.
No, thank you, Mr. Crane. Mr. Turner?
Yes, Miss Jenkins.
The reason I stopped by is to actually pick up the first month's rent.
Of course.
Robert?
Yes, Cornelius?
I feel partially responsible for this situation you're in.
You're totally responsible for this situation I'm in.
That's all dialectics.
I think you mean semantics.
Either way, I'd like to pay for your rent.
Cornelius, I think that's a great idea.
Just like that? You weren't gonna say, no, it's okay, Cornelius, keep your money.
I don't want to dicker around, Cornelius.
Robert, there is a lady present.
Dicker means to bargain. And the monthly rent is
$8. $8. All right, let me just take out my money clip. As you can see, it's sterling gold from Brooks Brothers, with my initials engraved, COCXVI. The O stands for Oxford. Now, where was I? Oh yes, the rent, which I, Cornelius Oxford Crane, XVI, will gladly pay. Now that's a $5 bill and 1, 2, 3 singles. And as you can see with your own two beautiful blue eyes, Miss Jenkins, there are plenty of ones left over.
Thank you, Mr. Crane, but now I must be going.
So, what time should I stop by to wash your hair?
How about never? Mr. Turner, I will call the ranger and notify him about the dead bear outside your cabin. I'll be back every first of the month. Goodbye, gentlemen.
I think she might be the one.
What about Marcia?
Who?
Marcia.
Marcia?
Marcia!
Marcia, oh yeah. I should get ready for my date with her tonight. I should really wash my hair. It's beginning to smell like dense forest.
Treat her well, will you?
Of course I will. You heard Miss Jenkins call me a gentleman? Oh, and I'm also a country club Republican, if that makes you feel any better.
Where are you taking her?
Now, there's a new restaurant a few towns over.
What kind of food do they serve?
Chinese food. Is that how I should say it?
Very good. Chinese food. That's how you say it.
As I said, I have to wash my hair. It's beginning to sap.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, then.
Yes, this is goodbye.
You'll visit, won't you?
Of course I'll visit, Robert. Every first of the month.
All alone. I can get used to this. Henry David Thoreau did it. I can, too.
You know, Robert.
Yes, Cornelius?
There's an enormous dead bear outside your cabin.
The ranger will take care of it, Cornelius.
Robert?
Yes?
I'm sorry that I got you kicked out of the dorms.
Water under the bridge.
Just one more thing. Why did you and Marcia break up?
I don't believe in sexual intercourse before marriage. She does.
Yes, I have a feeling she may be the one.
The Bachelor's Paradise. The Bachelor's Paradise. Bachelor's Paradise. Come on!
Written, directed, and produced by Ivan Aysen.
Guest starring Rachel Amanda Bryant
as Miss Jenkins, and narrated by me, George Letty. Tonight's episode was sponsored by Nelson's Bear Spray.
Keep away the fuzz. This has been a Letty Set Go production.